over the past number of years that it's been busier, and the food banks are a lot busier, and we have a network this past couple of years, and we just decided that it was time to make it a little bit more official, that if we want to go to the TDs, or if we want to go to the Dáil, or if we want to highlight the amount of people that are using the food banks, that we needed a strategic plan. We needed to be very sure of the ask, what we were looking for, and to make sure that we were doing the best that we could for our food banks and the families that are using them.
Now, as you said, there, the number of families and individuals availing of the support from yourselves is growing every year. What's this telling us about food insecurity in Donegal?
I think, you know, the numbers are staggering. At the moment, there are 21 food banks and some of them are pantries in Donegal, with 1,387 families and 542 individuals availing of them. And that is, it's just staggering. It's growing all the time. And I think it used to be people that were maybe on low income, or was receiving social welfare. But now we see across all of Donegal that it is the working class people that are now looking for help. They're finding it very hard to manage.
And I think it's the kind of thing as well that sometimes people, whenever they're not in that position, can not really realise how widespread it actually is. The plan talks about establishing a community whole share hub by 2030. How will this transform the way that the food support's delivered across the county?
A number of the food banks travelled up to Food Cloud in Dublin to really... We wanted to see how the food cloud worked, the amount of food that was in there that would go to waste if it wasn't distributed to a lot of food banks. They already distribute down the country. They distribute as far down as Cork and Kerry, but we don't receive any food from Food Cloud itself, other than we're receiving vegetables this past while. But what we really want to do is we want to have a hub here in Donegal where food can be delivered on a weekly basis, so as that we can distribute to all the families that need it across Donegal.
And just whenever you're talking about there, the number or the amount of food that there is there to distribute, you've mentioned in that release that there's issues in terms of having adequate storage, and that includes, I suppose, refrigeration.
It is, and that is a big problem across Donegal, because right now we're very lucky that vegetables are being delivered to Donegal, but it makes it very difficult, you know, for people all across Donegal to get to one point for the collection of those vegetables. So what we're trying to do is figure out what is the best way to going forward to have the food distributed, you know. And as you said there, we have looked at, I know here in Enid New Patrick, we have looked at refrigeration units, and it's something that we will be looking at in the new year, and we will be working very closely with DLDC and Food Cloud to make sure that we get the best way forward for storage and distribution of food.